Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we're broadcasting from the Free Zones and into occupied territory. Keep your chins up there, patriots. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. There's a great Thrashakami Thursday ahead of you.
You know, after we re-listened to our show from yesterday, Wiffle Bat Wednesday, I really feel like I failed to bring hardcore wiffle bats. It was a great discussion, and it was a great show, but we had so many people to wiffle bat that got away from it from in the show anyway.
Right.
Well, of course, we hammered on them all day long, and yeah. You know, on the Telegram channel.
Right.
But it's Thrashakami Thursday, so we get to make up for it.
That's right. Hey, and, you know, what you didn't do yesterday, you can surely fulfill today.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this Adam Schiff, so smug and arrogant. Now, of course, they did move forward with censuring of Adam Schiff.
Yep.
Which is, you know, really, that's a nice start. Criminal charges need to come, not censorship. Is an official finger wagging at somebody as far as...
It's not impeachment.
It's not criminal charges either. And so he's so smug. I take it as a badge of honor, he says. And listen to this. Him being censured, he says that it says he's being effective. So that's his attitude for getting caught doing things that are illegal. He gets censored and he says... that this is a sign that I'm effective. You know, being a traitor, being effective at being a traitor is not something to brag about.
Right.
That's something that you should get wiffle batted upside the head over, for starters. Criminal charges need to come against him.
Yeah, he was central. He was one of the top five people that were responsible for all sorts of election fraud. I mean, yeah. Seriously, just all of the false charges and everything that they forced Trump to go through. I mean, he had a huge hand in that. Granted, he wasn't the CIA, and he wasn't Hillary Clinton, and he wasn't Christopher Wray or Robert Mueller. However, he was still a pivotal mudslinger in all of that.
He had full knowledge of the truth, was burying it, and was pushing forward the lie, knowing it was a lie.
Yep.
If God took a magic wand and went bling and put me in charge as king of the world, by sunset, he would be one of the people hanging by the end of a rope.
Yep, that's right.
You know, but, God didn't do that, and so all I can do is complain from afar, but and thrash him, and, you know, pray over these people. It's not hard to do. Isn't that something?
Well, you know,
I actually caught myself. I actually prayed for, I saw some, you know, Democrat, some news articles, and I just stopped and prayed over them. And that doesn't come easy to me to do.
Right.
You know, but, and they don't deserve to be prayed over. They deserve the full just, but you know, when I think what I deserve and, you know, up against the Lord, there's nothing righteous in me. You know,
well,
when you compare to him.
That's there's nothing wrong with having that sense of you know, mercy. Because look at who our Father is. Our Father is great and abounding in mercy. And so people naturally want to kind of wave the hand and go, it's not that big of a deal. You know, we made it through it or something. But they're quick to forgive. And that's, you know, that's... that is both a plus and a minus in a human characteristic, because often that makes us way too gullible for evil, and it, you know, where we need to be strong-arming the evil things that are being done.
Right.
Instead, we give it a pass.
Well,
and a wave of the hand. And so you know, yeah. God is the ultimate judge, and he is always the one that has the correct judgment on everything. And so it's kind of hard in different situations, especially when it's concerning your enemy, you know.
Well, there is discernment that's necessary, and there is a time for everything. There is a season for everything. You know, there's a time to kill, a time to be born, a time to plant, a time to harvest. There is a time for everything, and there's a time for mercy and justice, or mercy and grace. And then there's also a time like Phinehas, when God's judgment was about ready to come down on the people because of sin. He pinned two adulterating people together with a spear.
Yep.
He ran them through with a spear and
killed them on the spot.
Pinned them together.
Yep.
And it ended the curse that was coming, and God commended him for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a time and a place for everything, and these people that are unrepentant, unrelenting, they're not lost.
Right.
They are predators. They aren't deceived. They are deceivers.
Right.
And, you know, those are the kind of people that need to be pinned to the wall with a spear.
Right.
You know, and then there are people that are lost. They're following a woke agenda, or whatever you want to call it, a godless agenda. They're swept up by, you know, emotions and lies and deception, and they're marching, carrying the banner of, you know, the enemies of God, and they are truly lost.
Right.
And they're redeemable, or they can be. You know, so, like I said, there's a time and a place for everything.
Well, right. And truly, it is our system of laws and punishment for breaking those laws, it is a system of justice when it's working properly.
Right.
And we are to hold criminals to their crimes and make sure that they are punished. And that's not just being cruel, and that's not being heartless. That's actually, I mean, God established those laws for a reason. You know, that's
right.
That is following all of Mosaic law and God's principle. And so, you know, it's not like everything just goes unpunished and we leave everything up to God in the end. I mean, we actually, we're required to prosecute criminals and criminal behavior.
The founding fathers, who were God-fearing men, most of which were, all of them almost were Christians, when they wrote the Constitution, they made treason. The death penalty was the penalty for treason.
Right. Yep.
And there's a reason for that. There are some.
There's a reason for the treason.
That's. There's no reason for treason.
There's no reason for treason. Yeah, right. There you go.
So, you know, we need to, you know, make sure that we look through that lens, that it is God's. He does put governance in our hands.
Right. I think I would rather show mercy in this case, especially with Schiff and all of these other people. I would rather show all the mercy to Trump, who has just been drugged through, you know, gravel and barbed wire and back.
Yep.
And, you know, he's the one that deserves the mercy. And so, you know, as far as love your enemies, well, we do in a matter of well, you pray that they will repent and turn from their wicked, evil ways. Until they do, the crimes that they're committing have got to be prosecuted.
Well, and until we do, we pray that the traps that they're setting for righteous people are turned back on themselves.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Let them get caught up in their own snares. All right, so here we are, cruising right along through segment one with another great conversation, and saying things that are on a lot of Americans' hearts across the country, sitting around the breakfast table, having very similar conversations.
That's right. That's right.
We're not on the fringe out there, you know, looking at this and analyzing this, you know, just these are only two people here that think this way.
Yeah, right.
No, it's the majority
pretty much
of the
majority
people.
Of the American people. Yeah, yep.
For sure. But it is Straight Up Humility Month, which
yes,
we are honoring.
Woo-hoo.
All month long.
That's right.
And you have a scripture for us.
We sure have one ready.
All right.
Okay, so that one, the humility verse for today, for Thrash Akami Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
is from Romans chapter 12, verse 16, which reads, "Be of the same mind toward one another, not setting your mind on the high things, but going along with the lowly. Do not be wise in yourselves." And that's it. And
wait, that's it. Romans?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that scripture yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For the Amron nets, because we choose a, you know, a net word of the week, and it's usually a scripture.
Yeah.
And I almost chose that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up going with one out of Hosea, but I can't say, because you can only get the net word of the week from the radio nets.
Well, that's interesting, because this was not a random turning, but the word of the day was a random turning in a different Bible, and that also turned to Romans. Of course, this is the word of the day for Thrash Comedy Thursday is in Romans chapter 7, verses 18 through 25. So not exactly Romans 12, but close enough.
Yeah.
And so the word of the day reads under the title, "Law Cannot Save from Sin." That's kind of interesting, considering what we just finished talking about, isn't it?
No kidding. It can't. It all can do is convict you.
We're talking about punishing people for their crimes, and that is a just thing to have happen. Okay, so verse 18 reads, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." And that's it. Well,
wow, boy,
no,
can we all relate to that.
You're not kidding. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so glad he said that.
Yep.
You know, if that scripture wasn't there, you would feel hopelessly lost. Like,
yeah.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah, like you're the only one.
Right. Yeah. And you know, I just can't get my act together. I'm just going to hell. You know,
right?
I mean, there's no way I can't get out of this. But, yeah, I'm just really glad that he said that, because that scripture has really ministered to me.
Well, and it does to everybody, because there's not a single one of us that has conquered the flesh, and we never will.
Right.
It says we never will. So long as we're in the flesh, we will always war against it.
Yeah.
And so the notes here are interesting too. It says, according to the position A mentioned above, here Paul relates his own experience as a Christian to teach the lesson that the law cannot deliver one who is struggling against sin. While the law can enlighten one's conscience, it is powerless to produce holiness of life. The fault, however, is not with the law of God, which is spiritual. The fault is with the law of sin, the indwelling depravity of human nature, which rebels against God's laws. According to this view, Paul declares that he is carnal, a creature of the flesh, sold under sin, in captivity to sin. Throughout this life, a conflict goes on between the new nature and the old, but there is a way to victory. Christ frees us to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so while the law does not provide you with, you know, the ability to overcome sin, it's Christ who gives us the strength and the opportunity to be able to walk away from it.
Yeah, and to overcome it.
That's right.
That's who he's coming for when he returns. He's coming for those who overcame.
Yep.
And so then we go back to this. Well, how do you, if you can't get away from it because we're in the flesh and we're, you know, always doing what we're not supposed to do, how can we overcome it? You know, and you know, this is just a really encouraging scripture, and not to be confused as with permission.
Oh, definitely not.
Flesh, so there's nothing I can do about it. We were told it would be this way, and well, since there's no escaping it, well, here I am. I did this thing, or I did that, or I said something, or I had this thought, or whatever, because, well, I'm in the flesh, and that's, you know, you don't accept it.
Right.
You still fight it. And you also don't accept the defeat when you fall.
Right.
You don't go, well, I'm just toast.
And you don't run from God going, he's going to be so mad at me. He will never want to talk to me again.
Exactly. Now I can't speak to him. I'm so ashamed. That's when the devil wins. When you run and hide from God and you won't look at him, you won't talk to him.
Because you're ashamed.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you get right back on that horse.
You repent.
You confess,
for all your worth.
Right. You say, I blew it. You know, help me, give me strength to not do it again. And or say those things, or gossip, or, you know, tell the little white lie, or thoughts that you have, anything, any kind of impurity or anything that'll separate you from God. Don't let it separate you from God. Run to him.
That's right.
When you find yourself in that situation, the devil wants you to stay away from him and hide, because you can never approach him now. You look how dirty you are.
Right.
He must be so ashamed of you, you know.
Well, and that's part of Humility Month as well.
Yes.
You must humble yourself. You must run quickly, humbling yourself in repentance.
Right.
Saying, you know, and admitting it. You must admit it and ask him for his forgiveness, and he will. It's that simple. But he does require that you admit it.
That's right.
And that you sincerely are sorry and sincerely are going to turn from it wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And so that's
really good one.
That's the whole case. And it is, it's true. The humility aspect of that is huge, because if you're prideful, you will brace against it, maybe even double down against it and go, hey, it's not that big of a deal. You know what? That's, you know, everybody does that. You know, and you'll make excuses for it. That's pride.
Or blame other things or other people.
For your own actions.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Adam. You know, we were talking about that too. That is a human, a natural human characteristic as well, is trying to get out of the responsibility for your own actions.
Yes.
And Adam was the very first one.
That's right. Did you eat that fruit? this woman you gave me.
Yeah. Trying to blame God.
Right. it's God's fault, you know, through it's Eve's fault. It's both of their fault. Adam got set up.
Adam is not responsible for anybody but himself.
When
each of us have to answer to God, we don't answer for somebody else's actions. We answer for our own.
That's right.
And even if you're in a super difficult situation, real difficult, you're still not responsible for who caused you to be there or what they did to you in that situation. You are responsible for how you acted in that situation.
Yeah, you're responsible for how you responded.
Yep.
Yep. So, well, good one. That's just a great scripture. And man, just talking about right square between the eyes.
Yep. Every one of us needs
applicable.
That.
Applicable. Yep. Good one. And that's Romans 12.
That is Romans chapter 7. You were close.
Oh,
Romans chapter 7, verses 18 through 25.
Oh, I knew there was a 12 in there somewhere.
Well, no, you were right. That the humility verse was in Romans 12.
Ah, that's right.
Romans 12, 16. So, yeah. See, you're good.
All right. Yay, I feel so much better now. All right. I didn't mess it all up. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0 to help take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute, and segment 2 is coming right up, so stay there, Patriots. All the glory to God.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalist, socialists, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we sure appreciate your guys' support. Go to radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on Donate to RFR to find out the different ways that you can help support us. Any small amount, it all adds up, and we're greatly appreciative. And we don't want to put you guys in a bind. So $5 or $10 or $20 a month as you're able. You can set up a recurring payment. We take Cash App and PayPal. Boo. And then, of course, we have a P.O. box where you can send in, you know, checks or money orders or gift cards or anything like that. So, yep. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two here with winding it up. I still have my wiffle bat wound up from yesterday.
Well, you know, sometimes you need a wiffle bat to thrash some people.
That's right.
There we go. Okay, so this article that I have here is absolutely awesome. This is a commie thrasher if I've ever heard of one. I so love this. The title of this Epoch Times article is "Governor Abbott Vows Crackdown on Rogue DAs Who Refuse to Prosecute Certain Crimes." Wow. Oh,
good.
Fantastic. Talk about a punch right where it counts.
Yep.
So it says here, he's planned to rein in rogue prosecutors after signing a bill that allows courts to remove DAs for misconduct if they opt to not pursue certain types of crimes. He said,
yes.
A new law I signed will help rein in rogue district attorneys. And he did this on Monday. And so this was House Bill 17, and it's going into effect on September 1st. So take that,
yes.
Every one of you Soros-backed criminal, treasonous DAs.
Yep.
Can't wait. I just hope all the rest of the states will follow suit with that, because that is a scourge on this land.
That's right. They are literally communists.
Yes.
I mean, they have adopted Marxist views. All of the communist doctrine, globalist doctrine. It is completely geared toward subverting the rule of law in the United States to
exactly.
Bring chaos. The chaos that's their marching orders.
They are the primary cause of the destruction of our checks and balance system with the justice system.
Right.
It's them.
Yeah.
Those guys need they need to be charged with treason big time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good. I'm glad to see that. Hopefully that will become contagious.
Yep, that's huge.
Yeah. Now, you also have a great update here. This is from Fox News once again.
Yes, with Representative James Comer, who says that they're expecting to uncover $20 to $30 million more in illicit payments made to the Biden crime family. They are continuing to investigate all of it. It's not just $10 million. It's not that at all. It's way more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And so listen to this clip.
If this is all true about a sitting president when he was vice president, influence peddling, accepting money from foreign nationals so that he could turn around and make changes in policy for America so he could pocket the money, if that's true, why isn't he impeached already? And if it's true that the FBI is doing nothing about it, why isn't Christopher Wray on his heels as well?
Those are great questions I ask every day. Look, Christopher Wray has no control over the FBI. One thing that I've learned from dealing with Grassley's whistleblowers is that this is an organization in disarray. No one has confidence in leadership at the top. You have bureaucrats, deep state bureaucrats, who are running the show. They're partisan. They want to get Donald Trump. They don't care what Joe Biden does because Joe Biden can be controlled. So we have issues with the FBI, but my investigation is about following the money. We're going to continue to follow the money. And Maria, I can assure you there's more money that we're going to be able to identify that was transferred between foreign nationals in other countries and the Biden family. This is going to be hard for Joe Biden to explain, and it's not going to go away. This is going to be an issue. And I think eventually the mainstream media will turn on Joe Biden and start asking the real questions. What did your family do to receive all this money?
What number are you up to now? How much have you identified of the money he's taken in from foreign nationals?
We have more bank records coming in, but we're going to exceed $10 million this week. Right. And I think we'll get up between $20 and $30 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, these people, up to $30 million, and they're not even done yet.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is just beginning. When it first came out, week and a half ago, it was Biden accepting a $5 million bribe.
Right.
Well, the more digging they do, now it's up to $30 million. $30 million for this corrupt criminal family being paid by foreign governments, abusing their positions of power.
It's not just speculation. They have the actual transaction evidence in their hands.
Right.
These are proven crimes that they're holding in their hands.
Right. And they act so smug, and they get up there and they can do their press releases all they want, and they can have the legacy media even do their lying for them, spreading the lie that this is completely false. This is all unsubstantiated. This is,
you know, yeah, and making strange statements like, do you believe? They don't need to believe. The evidence is right in front of their face.
Right.
They have it in their hand.
Yes, exactly. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Washington, D.C. and across the country. And we're not out of the woods just because they're finally doing this investigation. There are so many things that need to be addressed, but this is good to see. So this is encouraging.
That's right.
Well, you guys have a blessed day, and be safe out there, and have a great commute, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrasher Call Me Thursday, and blessings to all you Christian patriots out there.